Welcome back to Opinions, Opinions, Opinions. My name is Urel, but you already know that. And I'm back to talk to you about some music. But before that, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you ever so much to the people that even made me start this stuff. Honestly, I started watching Everyday Struggle about a few years back in high school. And it really got funny because when the Joe Budden scene with Lil Yachty, it was every episode was going to be different. It's unedited, it's unfiltered. It felt like Skip and Shannon, but it felt like that for music. And yes, other interviews had that too, but this felt different. And even when Joe Budden left, and he always had his podcast, I didn't know that, but I started to listen to his podcast when he left Everyday Struggle. And when Everyday Struggle had another host, I forgot his name, but he wasn't that good and he left. But he was okay. And there was the new guy now. There's Academics, Ndeska, and Wayno. Wayno's that guy. Wayno knows his shit. I fucks with it. Ndeska also knows her stuff, but I wish Ndeska had more time to speak. I wish she had more. During the quarantine time, how they're at home, they can have their own space. I like how they have more time to speak because they're pretty short episodes. Everybody has maybe, I don't know, they kind of pass it back and forth. But I think Ndeska should have more of an opinion instead of just giving the question out. I know she's a mediator, but I think, no, she should have a space to talk, a space to give her opinion as well. She used to say, well, I think blah, 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 blah. Because Wayno has his opinion. He is very knowledgeable. He is a manager. He was managing Dave East at one time. And Academics, he has a great social media account. Every day he posts stuff. I don't know how. He probably has interns that does this for him. But Ak is on his social media game like crazy. He follows almost every star and sees what happens when it happens. I go to him for information or World Star, but he has it faster sometimes. He has the 6ix9ine stuff quick as fuck, and that shit funny. And he's best friends with 6ix9ine. They have a song together, I think, maybe. I'm not sure. I gotta go back and look at his credentials. But he's doing his thing. And Joe Budden, that man is that guy. I listen to him every day. 2-hour episode when you're driving or even when you're just sitting down watching. He's a funny guy. He has a funny voice. Maul and Rory and Parks, they're all funny people. They talk like men. That's just real men conversations, what we think. Not any weird stuff, but it's just men have a lot of thoughts. Women have a lot of thoughts as well, but men think very complex. And I believe that, well, it's good. It's great. It works for them. One day I hope to get on their level. I need to have people to talk about music with. I need to have people that want to be interested and want to, I don't know, console. But in news, Lil Baby's album got number one on the charts. Excuse me. Charts on the 200. Number one on the Billboard 200s again. That means a lot of stuff. That means that his album came back in fucking April, March or whatever. And it's back on number one and it's June, almost July. That's just almost as crazy as The Box. Because Rowdy Rich right now, he's going up. The Box is still number 10 on Billboard's top 10. Everybody's singing that stuff. Everybody knows the words now. It's all right. It's the summer anthem. It's probably the year anthem. But we're going through a lot of stuff right now. We can't really celebrate that. J. Cole and No Name also had a dispute because No Name called out people and said, hey, I think that our leaders need to, our, well, not leaders, the people that we look up to as in the rap community that talk about the black injustice, they are being very quiet. And she was saying, why are they being quiet when we look up to them? We look up to them for music. We look up to them for inspiration, but they're being really silent right now. But then a few days later, a week later, we see Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole in the streets, not together, but in their own communities. I don't know. This is just a horrible time. These protests and riots need to keep happening. But J. Cole made a song called Song on the Bluff. It was, you can listen to it on your own. And there's so many other podcasts that talk about it. But I'm just giving you a suggestion. In other news, I need more music to listen to. And I need to recommend one book, but it's not even a book, really. It's spoken word from 50 Cent. Listen, please listen to The Hustle and Harder, number 3, chapter 1, Finding Fearlessness. It's beautiful. It's a good, good, good listen. That man's been shot a lot, but he's still recovering. And he doesn't even smoke weed. He doesn't even drink. He may take a sip. He don't even smoke weed, but he got past the... Yeah, you gotta listen to it. You gotta listen to it. You have a good one. But if you need anybody, talk to them. Anything can happen at any moment. Always think positive. Have love in your mind. Have love in your heart. Always say I love you to the people that you mean it to. Always say goodbye, but don't say goodbye. Say see you next time, because it's never goodbye. Be positive. Don't be hateful. Be loving. I'll be back.